Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Triumphant King. Have you ever noticed how many of our Christmas carols celebrate the dark night giving way to the bright light? For instance, the hymn, O Holy Night, contains the line, Long lay the world in sin and error pining until he appeared. English historian and theologian Thomas Fuller was the first to put into print what has now become a cliche that so many people use. It is always darkest just before the day dawneth. Indeed, Micah paints a very dark scene just before the Messiah makes his first advent. Micah chapter 5, verse 1. The light of Jesus that burst onto planet Earth in a Bethlehem stable revealed him as our great shepherd, our Prince of Peace, and our mighty deliverer. And there is also one more title that Micah foretells, our triumphant king. What does our triumphant king do? He confronts and defeats the darkest foes. Check out the words in Micah chapter 5, verses 9 through 15. Destroy 5 times, demolish 2 times, tear down, uproot, take vengeance. Christ's birth in Bethlehem is our proof that God's plan prevails. God always gets the final word, the decisive word, and the best word. Most of the Old Testament prophets foresaw both the first and second advents of Jesus simultaneously. The mountains of prophecy look like they are on top of each other, so it's very common for the prophets to see events of both advents happening simultaneously. So Micah sees both the coming of Jesus in Bethlehem and his coming at the end of time as king. There is a spiritual battle that has been raging since before time began, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. It started when Lucifer became Satan by his rebellion against God, and then he began his agenda of destruction of God's people, Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 12 through 17, and Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 9, 13, and 17. Into this dark battle, Jesus enters the scene. The reason the Son of God was made manifest, visible, was to undo, destroy, loosen, and dissolve the works the devil has done. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, out of the Amplified Bible. I already talked about how the death of Jesus on the cross meant the death of death, and Jesus became our mighty deliverer. The resurrection of Jesus means Satan's time is nearing an end. It may be dark now, but the darkness has to give way to the light of the King of Kings. It is always darkest just before the day dawneth should assure us of the victory of the King of Kings. Jesus assured us that darkness is only afforded an hour, and then the light will completely overwhelm it. The light dawned in Bethlehem and is returning soon to completely vanquish every last bit of darkness. If you've missed any of the messages in our Advent series, I've shared a link to all of those messages in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.